If you're listening to this podcast and you're thinking, man, I would so much prefer seeing these sexy beasts,
then check us out on YouTube
at Sex Talk with My Mom.
You are listening to a pleasure podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Why does it always come down to sex with you?
Because the show is fucking called Sex Talk with My Mom. What the fuck? What else are we going to talk about in here? It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Potter.
And I'm Karen Lee Potter, his mother. I call him the smooth criminal.
She's calling me the smooth criminal. You know, this is your fucking idea.
I didn't tell you to wear sunglasses. What are you, Robert De Niro?
First of all, I now have contacts, so I can see in the dark, which means I can wear sunglasses and I still can see.
You're not supposed to wear sunglasses indoors.
Well, I've seen a lot of podcasters wearing sunglasses these days.
And you want me to put my podcaster sunglasses on?
Oh, so now you're switching teams. You're on the sunglass team.
I may be.
I got these glasses from a flea market that I went to this weekend where my friend was selling his the items he was about to bring to Goodwill. And these shades came from a wedding that he was at.
That's
wonderful. Very dirty. But here, this was your idea.
It was my idea for you to wear sunglasses indoors that should have been going to Goodwill. And I'm thinking you made a mistake.
This was your idea. You said, you know what? We got to advertise the fact that we have Sneaky Freak merch.
We do. And I'm wearing my low cut.
No, it's not low cut. You're just pulling your shirt down to show off your titties. What do you mean low cut? It's not low cut at all.
I'm wearing my V-neck.
It's a V-neck. That's not low cut.
It's a burgundy with some orange writing. I have to say, it looks very shapely. So I suggest you guys go out and get yourself a Sneaky Freak shirt.
So then my mom texted me this morning, said you should wear your Sneaky Freak shirt, but all my shit is in storage. I don't have my Sneaky Freak shirt.
Oh, that's why you didn't have it. So I had to give you one of mine.
So I said, you have an extra one. And you said, oh yeah, I got a medium. And I put it on and I didn't realize that we are actually advertising both, I guess it's male and female shirts.
Right, but you are wearing the female shirt.
This is definitely the one that fits the female body. Because it is extremely snug. Usually I'm a perfect medium. And right now I feel like I'm bursting at the seams.
Now you know what it's like to wear a bra.
I feel very held right now.
I hate it.
What do you mean? You hate feeling tight?
Yes, I don't like that.
Okay.
But I have learned to live with it over the course of the 60 some odd years that I've alive.
This is all to say, if you're a sneaky freak and you want to rep that sneaky freak side of you, we got some fun merch at sextalkwithmymom.com. Check out that banner.
It says peep our merch.
Yeah. What is it? It's a
banner.
Is it called a banner?
Yeah.
It's a little bar at the top. Just peep that merch. Get yourself some Sneaky Freak
peep
merch.
Peep you peeps.
All right.
Well, the reason I did that is because someone contacted me on Facebook and said, where did I get a Sneaky Freak t-shirt? And then by the time I remembered to get back to this person, I completely forgot what social media platform that they were on, and I couldn't get on my Facebook anymore, and it's a shit show. So just go to sextalkwithmymom.com.
And check out that merch. Should we go into the first segment of our show, Mother?
Yes. Would you like to tell everyone what the Sneaky Freak question of the week is?
The Sneaky Freak question of the week. A drum roll, please. What will you never try again with sex? And I will say this is coming directly from one of our incredible sponsors, Amorous. Amorous.net/mom. You can get all these phenomenal questions and more, and it will improve your sexting dramatically. So what will you never try again with sex, Mother?
Why don't you tell me first?
I started thinking through. I would try most things. Pretty much any type of sex, even the stuff that's not so comfortable, I would do. You know? Sex is great, usually.
Sex is great.
Usually, yeah.
Usually.
Yeah, pretty much all the time. So
there's nothing you wouldn't try again.
There are certain positions. I'm trying to think back to the last time I had sex, which is about, I feel like, 15, 20 years ago. I think there are certain... Oh, you know what? Yeah, what was that? There's a certain position
reverse
that I can get in where my balls are like kind of not well positioned.
What do you mean not well positioned? They're smushed.
I prefer to be upright when fucking or on top while fucking. Sometimes when I'm on my back, it can get a little treacherous. My balls start going inside of me. My fucking dick might break off in there.
Hold that thought. There's a lot of shit going on. Wait for mom's news on that one.
But a little teaser. A little teaser. Prelude to the mom's news. Anyway, but truly, I would be on my back. I don't care if that's what would be required.
No, I remember hearing somebody talk about this. I don't know where I heard this, but they actually broke their dick because they got in a weird position. Like,
oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Not to scare you for future episodes, but...
Yeah, I think maybe if I were to say if anything that I would never try again with sex is probably stuff where I wasn't very upfront about talking about STIs or pregnancies and beforehand, and then I just jump into it, and then I end up perseverating about this for the next 6 or 7 months or something.
And then you worry that they're pregnant or something happened.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That.
Yeah. So never again with just the fucking going
never
blinded.
Never again.
Yeah. Never again. When I was in college, I was going in blind, willy-nilly, didn't care, not a care in the world.
And?
Well, hopefully everything worked out well.
Until you get that phone call or that little child at your door. And
What will you never try again with sex, Mom?
I had a bunch of things.
Mm-hmm.
I started really, giving a list in my head, and I'm like, where do we begin?
What did you have?
So this is in no particular order.
Okay.
I want to just come right out and say anal.
No anal.
You know why?
Why?
And it wasn't because I didn't enjoy it a few times I actually liked it, but I'm at an age right now where things should not be going in, it should be coming out. And I'm just very, very concerned that I'm going to end up with a fissure or a hemorrhoid farting like there's no tomorrow. It's just not worth it.
Yep. You know, Elder Statesman Tom, he feels you on this one. You want me to share what he said?
Yeah, please.
He said, can't think of a sex act I wouldn't try again. Still have some I want to try. But there are some I wouldn't try again with my wife because they ain't her cup of tea. For example, anal.
So his wife is probably a little bit older than me, but, you know, in the same generation.
She's not a fan of that.
Well, it's not that I'm not a fan as much as I just don't want the repercussions.
Yeah.
You know?
It's fair.
I think it's exit only from now on.
What?
Not that I don't like a little finger play.
Okay. We're going to get to that in my life updates.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about some finger play.
But I did decide that I would never put myself at risk like I did when I was single. Like, just go to random people's hotel rooms and things like that.
You're stealing mine right now.
What?
You're stealing mine.
What do you mean I'm stealing yours?
That's exactly what I said.
No, you did not.
I said taking risks. Yeah.
You didn't say randomly in hotel rooms.
Not randomly hotel rooms, but I said, you know, not having the STI conversation, not having the pregnancy talk. You're stealing mine.
All right. Well, how about this? Not on a cruise ship with someone I don't know. How about that one? Is that stealing from you?
No, I would still do that.
You would still do it on a cruise ship?
Yeah, I would do it. With someone I didn't know on a cruise ship? Oh, yeah. If we had the STI talk and the pregnancy talk, I still would do it.
Okay. Well,
absolutely.
So it's nothing to do with mine.
No.
Mine has to do with bad experiences that I had.
With just the selection of people.
With the selection of people, in particular, this one piece of shit.
Okay.
There was a couple that I had to take 3 showers after being with this one guy. 3 showers in a row.
Yeah.
Boom, boom,
boom. Boom, boom, boom. That's not good.
No. If you have to take 3 showers, you feel nasty.
Nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the other one is a stunk. Sees me the next day, barely says hello.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, motherfucker. I've talked about this in the podcast before. You're just going to get repeats if you guys have been loyal listeners.
So why don't we spare them and read what the sneaky freaks...
Well, I still feel they're relevant. Don't go on a cruise ship on the first day and have sex with some rando and then expect to see them the next day and...
I think my nipples are chafing right now because of this shirt.
Welcome
Actually,
to my
the shirt
world.
Is very soft for those. Yeah, but it is they're extremely tight on me right now.
It's my shirt. It's not supposed to fit you with your massive muscles.
What?
I want to describe it for those of you who
no,
aren't
we don't
on
need
you,
this.
For those of you who are not on YouTube, it's blue and it's got like orange and yellow writing. It says Sneaky Freaks.
And your nipples flare out of it.
But I would suggest that you go up a size.
Okay, so let's read some of these responses. By the way, if you want to participate in this question of the week, we'd love to have you. 310-356-3920. That number is in each of our episode's descriptions. Just give us a text. You're going to get a wonderful little comment every week. Just one little question a week.
You don't have to participate, but you'll get the inside scoop as to what the question of the week is before you hear the podcast, which is also fun.
It might inspire some conversation between you and someone you want to get freaky with. How about that? And
preferably not some rando on a cruise ship.
That's right. Spanky Spanks responded to us. Spanky Spanks said, once upon a time, a nice lady was giving me a BJ with an ice cube. Everything was going great until she thought it would be a good idea to shove it up my bum. I don't know, you laughed at that second, so let me just repeat that. She thought it would be a good idea to shove it up my bum. Then it was a goner. I leaked cold water out my bum for the rest of the session. No thank you, never again.
Now, have you ever done a little ice play?
I've never done ice play.
Have you done ice play? Yeah, it's fun.
Ice play? Is that you making up that term? Yes. I've never heard of ice play.
I made that up.
You made up ice play?
Yes.
What are you doing with ice?
You stick it in your mouth, and when you're giving a blowjob...
You're putting on that the dick?
Yeah, I guess it could work against you.
It could make the dick go down.
Yeah, maybe make a little frostbite.
Yeah, it actually doesn't make so much sense because you'd think the cold will actually, shrink things, you know, condense those blood cells, the blood vessels.
Would you be willing to try it if you had the right partner?
Absolutely.
Anyway.
Absolutely. Sorry to hear that they went up the bum. Never thought about what would happen if it goes up the bum.
Yes, Spanky Spanks. I guess it's one time. No harm, no foul, though.
Can you imagine you're walking through the rest of the experience and you just have a ice cold dripping out your ass?
Yeah.
Horrible.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Sounds horrible.
I said, you know, that's the problem with the anal idea. Brianna says drunk sex.
Drunk sex. Would you do drunk sex again?
Of course.
I think I would too, honestly.
Who wouldn't do drunk sex?
I mean, Brianna, it's not happening for her anymore. I can see, though. I much prefer sober sex to drunk sex. What about you?
I prefer drunk and high sex. I prefer quaalude sex. I prefer... being in an altered state of mind at all times for sex.
Why? You don't get any of the presence?
I don't need to be present. I'm present. I've been present all my life.
Oh, my God. You're nuts. All right.
It just makes, especially if you've got a good high going, it just makes it more incredible.
I think of all of the disparity between us, where we diverge in our opinions, this might be the most crucial part.
What is it?
Where I want to be as present and sober as possible to experience every sensation available to me. And you are like, how do I get out of my mind and heighten this experience with drugs? Is that accurate?
No, it is not accurate.
Yeah.
So if I'm stoned, it makes everything more intense, whether it be food. It's not getting you away from the situation. It's adding, it heightens everything.
Yeah. Yeah, it might be true.
Yeah. And now you're switching up on me, aren't you?
It might be true.
Especially if you get like a good indica, which is like, high.
I would say, I don't even know if I want to. So for clown shows, I will never go fucked up.
Well, that's a different story. Because you got to be thinking.
Why don't you be thinking?
You're
I'm taking it in.
Oh, you mean watching a clown show?
Yeah, watching a clown show.
Well, okay.
What are you looking at? What are you looking at?
Well, I'm actually looking at W because I can't see because I'm wearing my close-up glasses. I can barely make out your head.
Okay. Jorge says, I will never try to be someone I'm not. Denying myself being pansexual, poly, kink, and a weirdo was the biggest mistake of my life, which took me down a road of shame and guilt and trauma and people-pleasing.
Wow, Jorge, I'm so glad you better late than never.
You fucking figured out who you are and don't let anyone... make you feel like you shouldn't be that person.
That's
fuck
right.
Yeah, Jorge.
Especially if it's your son.
That's some fucking what do you call it? Motivating shit? That's some motivating shit right there.
It's the self-awareness.
Self-awareness?
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah. Colette says, having sex with someone who does not care about my pleasure. What a waste of time.
I agree. That's where I'm going with Colette. That's the cruise ship sex.
Cruise ship sex. But how do you figure out if someone is gonna give a shit about your pleasure?
You don't have one night stands.
Is that your solution?
Yes.
Our mutual doctor said the same thing to me.
Really?
Well, he didn't say, he just said, really know who the person is you're having sex with. But I didn't know that you're kind of anti one night stands.
I just told you what I wouldn't do again is have sex on a cruise ship with a one-night stand or sex in a hotel room and end up, you know, being locked out of the room.
Would you recommend one-night stands to me?
Yes, of course. Take it anywhere you can get it.
Okay.
We're in a different situation. I can be choosy right now because I have a partner.
And I need to be, I'm desperate as fuck.
You haven't had sex in 5 years. It's time.
I have been thinking to myself, you make it sound like I haven't had sex in 5 years. I've been very intimate with people on a monthly basis, maybe just a bi-monthly basis, but it tends not to be intercourse because for these reasons.
Right.
I like to know the person. Anyway.
And the way our country is today, you got to be very, very choosy and careful because you don't know who you're going to end up being co-parents with.
Oh, God. All right. Jay says, never again using whipped cream on the vag.
Oh, been there, done that.
It's just not worth it. Did you have a good experience with it?
It's messy and fun.
You like it? It's messy and fun?
I wouldn't do it again, though, because it gets all sticky.
Mom, you're giving a lot of mixed messages over here.
I mean, I like to try everything once.
Okay, so Jay goes on to say, the mess, old milk smell in the sheets, towels, and pillows the next day.
Wait, stop.
What?
Jay, why can't you just wash the sheets? Change the sheets. Not that I did. Yeah.
Well, you can get a sex blanket very soon.
Oh, yeah.
Worse, why risk a happy, healthy vulva?
That's right.
Sugar ups the risk of UTI, yeast infections, and bacterial vaginosis, aka BV. Does this mean I eat pussy kosher?
Okay, let's start.
Why can't
you get sugar-free whipped cream?
This is your solution?
Well,
you can't imagine the sugar-free whipped cream is me good.
I don't even know if they make it.
All sorts of weird shit in there.
Okay, so
I agree with Jay. You got to be very careful when you put on those little bits.
Yeah, but also, what was the end comment here? Does that mean I eat pussy kosher?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he thinks that there's something
not
related,
kosher
not
about
kosher about sugar.
Eating milk with meat.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Is that what he meant?
I think so.
That's pretty cool. That's awesome. Like that, JC. You stumped both me and Cam.
Yeah, it's good. JC is kind of, I don't know if he's like a sex educator or something, but he's always coming in with some knowledge, dropping knowledge on us.
All our freaks are knowledgeable. They're great.
Some of them are just hitting on you. Adam says, I will never again incorporate food into our sexy time. I hate feeling sticky, plus more risk for UTI and BV. No, thank you.
He and Jay are right on the money there.
Maybe Jay and Adam should have a little anti-food
anti-whipped cream on the veg. What is it? Kylie. I once called my boyfriend Sergeant, thinking it would be sexy in the moment. He looked me dead in the eye and said no in the straightest voice. I was so mortified.
And then she goes on to say that he is actually a sergeant. So that's why she came up with that. You know what? You try something once, see how it goes, and you pivot from there. You learn and you make mistakes and you pivot. That's what we're doing
here. Experiment, learn, and pivot.
That's it. Casey says, doggy style in the gondola after a full day of backcountry skiing. The conditions were far from fresh. Would totally do it in a gondola again, though.
Oh.
You dirty dog, Casey.
Yeah, I don't know how that can happen.
I would fuck in a gondola. Would you fuck in one of those gondolas? Do you know what a gondola is?
What the cock?
Is that what you meant to say?
Who said what the cock? I didn't say what the cock. I just like, what the heck?
What the fuck? Do you know what a gondola is?
What am I, a complete nitwit?
Not the gondola in the fucking, like, the...
Wait, why is Venice?
That,
why is our producer laughing over here? What do you mean?
It's not a gondola like the Venice ones.
What kind of gondola is it?
They call the gondolas at like ski lodges and shit like that. Those enclosed fucking...
That's called a gondola?
Yeah, when they're enclosed and you can kind of stand in there.
Well, that would be fun, especially the exhibitionist side of me can come out there.
You're over the treetops. So, yeah, you are a nitwit, mother.
I guess I am. Why are you laughing, Joseph?
Yeah. And so she said after a day of skiing, she's getting all freaky.
Oh, I forgot. Aren't they called cable cars? No, that's something else.
No, they're just chairlifts.
San Francisco. Chairlifts. That's what they're called. Well, no, not the ones that are enclosed. They're not called chairlifts.
Those are called gondolas.
Okay, moving on.
Okay.
Casey says, doggy style. We already read that. Sorry about that. Read what Ava says.
Something in regards to sex I will never do again is engage in a kink or fetish with someone who wasn't already into the kink in question before we met.
Stop right here. Yeah. I understand what she's saying.
What do you mean?
You don't want to go experimenting. If people are not already in the lifestyle.
You don't want to have to be the teacher.
You don't want to be the teacher. Unless, of course, you're in a relationship and you decide to experiment.
Exactly. Yeah.
Sounds like she was saying.
She goes on to say, I'm extremely kinky and don't enjoy vanilla sex at all. I explain that to any potential partners so they know what they're getting into. Unfortunately, what that tends to lead to is people overrepresenting their interest in a kink or fetish in an effort to make it work with me.
Wow.
I would do something like that. But all that leads to is unfulfilling sex and me teaching a lot more than I intended to. I also don't enjoy the feeling of someone doing something only because they know I like it. Ah. Now I always ask them what their kinks are before disclosing mine.
Wow.
That's a move. That's some knowledge.
That is some knowledge. Wow.
Yeah. But what's interesting is like, how does anyone learn then if they have, you know, if they, about new kinks?
Well, it sounds like this is like a new relationship too. It doesn't sound like, you know.
So it's better to explore those kinks maybe at a party. Maybe like if you go to one of these, you know, kink parties.
No, she's saying, well, unless.
Yeah, one-on-one.
You need to know who you're dealing with ahead of time if you're going to explore your kinks.
Ava, I'm curious where you'd recommend people to learn about how they fit into kinks or fetish life.
Right.
If they want to learn about new kinks and fetish.
Kink life.
Listen to this one. Cassie says, once we tried a storyline of my husband taking me, he popped out from behind a corner, blindfolded me, and then restrained me to the bed and ran cold metal over my skin. This turned out to be a butter knife, but the lack of communication ahead of time made my body have a fear reaction that wasn't erotic. This scenario had been extrapolated from me asking for knife play. I wanted sensual and teasing, but I think he heard knife and thought attack. I have definitely learned that I need to paint a full picture and maybe even show a video of what I want when asking for something outside of the normal script.
That sounds like a good plan.
That's a very good plan, Cassie. And I think, sneaky freaks, if you're trying to explore, you know, new kinks and stuff with your partner, that's a good idea. Come up with a show a video of what the fuck you're looking for. That's a great idea.
Show a YouTube. They have it on it. Well, maybe they wouldn't have that on
wouldn't
YouTube.
Wouldn't be on YouTube. Pornhub.
Pornhub, which they're trying to ban.
Are they trying to ban Pornhub?
Yeah, I heard that.
Who told you?
Marjorie Greene.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Marjorie Greene needs to get fucked.
Okay. It's a hot take. Hot take from my mother.
Yes.
Two more. How about this?
Okay.
Alan says, probably never a threesome again. Wife is not a fan of them.
Okay. You try it.
You tried it?
You try everything. And if you don't like it, you don't do it.
You return it.
You return it.
Yeah.
How do you return it?
I don't know. And Andrew says, I probably won't lick balls again. It's not that they tasted bad. It's that the texture was funky to me. Too wrinkly. I'll stick to being straight and blow some D on occasion.
Oh my God.
I do enjoy the main part, just no balls in my mouth. I'd definitely let Cam put it in my mouth. And if he needed to, I'd let him smash. I'm not attracted to dudes, but Cam is all actually kind of cute and he's funny. Wish we could meet. Smiley face.
Is that a hit on or a shit on?
That's definitely a hit on.
It's a shit on to me.
It is because he's hitting on me?
Because...
He could be hitting on you?
No, because you always get angry when people talk about being attracted to
difference,
me.
There's a difference here.
What?
When someone is attracted to me, you feel like you're proud of the situation usually.
Why?
When someone's attracted to you, I'm not proud of that situation.
Why?
Because it's... What are they doing hitting on you in front of me?
Well, I'm saying the same back to you.
No, but you're trying to encourage me to have more sex. I'm not necessarily encouraging you to have more sex.
All right.
I'm going to take this as a hit on, despite probably having very wrinkly balls. I don't know. My balls have never been described as wrinkly.
Oh, so maybe there's a good opportunity.
A toitness?
You what?
A toitness?
A toitness.
A toitness. My context is completely...
Oh, my God. Here we go again.
All right. Well, thank you all for submitting your sneaky freak responses to that sneaky freak question of the week.
We have a bunch that we didn't read, and hopefully we'll be putting them on Patreon. I always tell you I'm putting it on Patreon.
It's a false advertising.
Something happens and my arm hurts and I don't have time to do it.
I know what happens. You open the phone and you go to TikTok is what happens.
It 100% what happens. What is going on here?
If you want to participate in the Sneaky Freak Question of the Week, give us a text at 310-356-3920.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So, Cam, while I've been convalescing, getting my stitches out of my arm, which you don't seem to give a shit about.
What do you mean I don't give a shit about? I was looking at your arm, complimenting you, saying you're using it well. What do you mean I don't give a shit?
Okay, I just thought you'd mention it to the sneaky freaks that I have my cast is off my arm and I have stitches.
No, I wasn't that planning to mention that.
Well, how is your life going?
My life is going quite well. I had a new experience this week.
Sexual?
No, not sexual, but it did involve my anal orifice. This is where the finger play comes into play.
Oh, boy.
As you guys know, I've been having some issues with my little culo,
Your asshole.
My asshole. It's been feeling like there's a knife in it for a while.
That's not a good feeling.
So I said, you know what? I'm going to finally make an appointment with a doctor. Okay?
Mazel tov.
I went to the GI doc.
Yeah.
Well, let me just tell you, before I even get there, I had some anxiety that somehow there's going to be some shit down there, especially if he has to put a finger up there or something.
What do you give a shit? No pun intended. There's
going to be shit coming out everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they deal with this all the time. My boyfriend said when he was in the emergency room that apparently he shit on the... it was after he had a colonoscopy. He sharted and shit came out.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, this situation...
They deal with this all the time.
I decided before I had just showered earlier that day, but I was like, you know what? This is midday. It's after lunch. I'm going
to
shower again before I go, right at the last minute.
All right, you like
to be
clean.
I almost was late to this appointment because I was showering, trying to get in there.
You don't think that this guy is dealing with assholes like you all day long?
Totally, but I was very nervous. And then I got there. I saw the nurse. She asked me what I'm there for because it's a GI doc. I could have been there for IBS. I could have been there for stomach problems.
Things.
Instead, I'm there. I said, you know, I got to have an anal issue.
An anal issue.
Yes. And then she goes, okay, well, in the case that he has to do an inspection down there, we're going to have a chaperone come in.
A chaperone?
And I said, why? A chaperone. Because I'm sure that some doctors have been fucking taking advantage of the anal. The anal inspections.
Oh, so this is to prevent legal battles later on.
That's exactly right. But truly, in this situation...
So did that get you upset or fearful?
In this situation, I wanted fewer people in the room, to be honest.
You wanted fewer people in the
room? Yeah, I didn't need more people in the room. I need fewer people looking at my shitty asshole.
Don't worry. You had to get up on a table and open your cheeks?
I got on the table. They said, you can take your clothes off. Or just waist down, which is... I was Donald Ducking it.
Donald Duck?
They put down a little piece of paper for me to sit on, and then they give me a piece of paper to put over my dick. That's all I had over me. Because they don't. It's not like they don't have the whole gown that you can wear on top. It's just your fucking piece of paper over your dick.
Well, how do you keep a piece of paper over your dick with one hand, and what are you, balancing yourself with the other hand?
I mean, it's like a big paper towel.
I still don't know. Where are your hands?
Holding that paper down.
Oh, so you're not on your knees. You're just...
I'm lying on that little butcher paper on that thing.
With your ass in the air?
No, and I'm leaning to one side.
Oh, leaning to one side.
Yep.
Okay.
And then next thing you know, boom, boom, boom.
What?
Four different things are inserted into my asshole.
Oh, my God.
not at the same time.
Like, what are you talking
separately.
About?
First his finger. First he touched it and I squeaked.
You squeaked?
I squeaked and almost fell off the table. He didn't even put any lube on there. Then he put...
So he touched your asshole for what purpose?
See if it was tender. It was.
You almost fell off the table?
Yes. Then...
I could just visualize it.
Then he put some lube on
it. Wait, so the chaperone, what does she look like?
She's like a young woman. I didn't need her looking at my asshole getting pillaged by this guy.
Were you attracted to this chaperone?
Not exactly.
Were you attracted to the doctor?
At this point, there's no attraction. I'm not in a state of seduction or arousal. I'm in a state of extreme fight or flight.
Okay,
someone is literally putting something in my asshole.
Okay.
I think the woman was kind of judging me because I was, she could see that how uncomfortable I was. And she's like, are you fucking kidding me? You expect women to go through this all the time? And I'm clearly just a baby about this. Anyway.
Wait, what do women have to do with this?
Yeah, guys are fucking suggesting anal all the time, all sorts of shit.
Oh, I thought you meant to.
This is what's going through my mind, at least.
Okay. You're
having a whole internal dialogue over this.
Okay. So you're trying to be like politically correct while you're getting an anal probe?
No, it's just what's going through my mind. Anyway, he lubes it up in just the first, I think it was the first time anyone has ever put their finger fully in my asshole.
Oh my God. Which finger?
Fully in there. I almost passed out.
Which finger is this?
I was not looking.
Wait, do you know when your father had some problems with his balls? He went over to my parents' house, and my dad, being a doctor, told him to pull down his pants. Yeah. And right then and there, stuck his finger right in your dad's ass.
No way.
Yep.
No way.
Yep.
I never knew that.
Yep.
Disgusting.
Well, it's his job.
Did you laugh? Did you guys laugh?
I, of course, laughed.
How far into the relationship was this?
We were married for 10 years.
Yeah. That seems like not something that happens in the first year of marriage.
No.
That's down the line.
That's down
gotten to know each other. You can stick each other's things up your ass.
I just think that doctors are very comfortable sticking fingers in their ass for even prostate massage. Not massage, prostate.
Inspections.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was a new experience for me. And I just kept saying, that's a new discomfort.
You felt it was uncomfortable.
Extremely uncomfortable.
Like painful?
Was
he wearing a glove?
Yeah, he was wearing a glove.
You didn't mention that he was wearing gloves.
What do you think? He's going in there with a fucking just raw dog finger?
You said finger before.
Yeah, it's a finger in a glove.
I didn't know that there was a glove. You
of
never
course
mentioned
a glove. No,
okay.
Of course.
All right.
It didn't
even need to be said. I mean,
Did Papa have a glove on when he was going into Dad's ass?
I don't know.
I'm sure he did.
I don't remember that.
Papa would wear gloves all the time, even when he was shaking hands with people.
Yeah, it's true. You're right.
So, yeah, then four other objects kept getting bigger and bigger. By the end, he sticks a whole camera light system going in my ass.
He put a camera and light. What do you mean a camera?
Yeah, I guess there's a little camera, some shit that he was putting in there.
You put a camera in your asshole? It's impossible.
Yeah. Nah, he put something in there.
He didn't put a camera in your ass.
He was looking inside, so obviously he had something to see in there.
It's a probe.
A probe with some screen at the end.
It's a high-tech instrument you're talking about?
I don't know. I really couldn't see anything. I just felt things going in my asshole. It was an intense experience. Anyway.
Does that mean you're trying to tell me that you'd like to experience the gay lifestyle?
I think I've never felt more unattracted to that lifestyle at this point.
You're done.
I really am. I cannot. That was not an. I mean, I'm sure it's a very different experience when people are aroused and they're in the moment for this.
Right.
And that was not for me. Anyway, it turns out no hemorrhoids, no.
After all that.
No fissures. The suggestion was stop using soap on my asshole.
Well, you had just showered yourself twice, sticking soap up your asshole.
He thinks it dries it out. Do you soap your actual asshole?
Probably.
I mean, probably.
I never really thought about it.
Think about it?
I mean, yeah, I'm sure.
You don't
sure
know
do.
If you're putting a bar of soap in there?
I'm
or
not
something?
Sticking a bar of soap in there. I'm just saying if, you know, I've got like a, one of those.
I stick a bar of soap in there.
No, that's why you have problems. You stuck a bar of soap in your ass. What is wrong with you? Why are you doing that? I stuck a bar of soap in my ass. What are you, crazy?
I need to clean it.
You don't need to stick a
bar. Shit is coming out of there all day long and I gotta clean it.
And what did he tell you?
I talked to a friend yesterday. I tell him this story. He goes, oh yeah, I just let the water run down there. That is not cleaning it.
Well, apparently you're supposed to do that and that's why you got yourself in a pickle.
Well, so now I'm just using water, I guess. And baby wipes.
Do you feel dirty?
I use a lot of baby wipes.
Oh my God.
You can't throw no toilet paper.
You can't throw the baby wipes down the toilet.
I know. I called you the other day saying, am I fucking this whole...
Plumbing system up.
I accidentally threw two of the baby wipes down the toilet.
Well, you know, Deez does not like baby wipes. And meanwhile, he clogs the toilet up with toilet paper.
Oh, yeah. You can't do that. You can't clog it.
He's like a perfectionist down there. He keeps wiping until there's no remnants.
I'm surprised he doesn't have this shit.
He probably does. I don't even know.
So then the doctor also said, you know, it's very unlikely, but it could potentially be pinworms.
my God. Potentially be worms?
Potentially worms.
What kind of worms?
Pinworms.
No, I mean, like, what
they're
are the
worms
like,
that come out in the middle of the night.
Remember that friend of ours that talked about it having a white worm come out of her ass after a year?
Yep. Pinworms. These are nightly worms that come out in the middle of the night.
Nightly worms?
They feed at the anus.
They're feeding in your anus?
Horrible, horrible, horrible. I can't stand thinking about it, but I had to go and find... He said you can get this at like a pharmacy. We see.
What did you get?
Over the counter medication.
A worm catcher? What did you get?
So I went to Whole Foods. I was going shopping and then I realized I need the pinworm medication. So I went over there, like, you know, they have a whole health section.
They're not going to have pinworm medication.
I didn't think about that at the time. I asked some representative if he had pinworm remedies.
No, well, we have cantaloupes and bananas. What are you asking?
I said, do you have any medicine for pinworms? And he said, I'm not sure. Let me ask the front desk to make an announcement.
Announcement.
To call people over here. I said, no, do not announce that I'm looking for pinworm cream in the fucking...
How funny would that be?
I could not handle that.
And question then, about pinworms on aisle 5.
With a bleeding asshole looking to remove the worms from his ass.
Wait, your asshole's bleeding?
No, it's not bleeding.
Why did you say that?
It's just extremely itchy. I'm embellishing, mother.
Oh,
it's okay. Hyperbole. All right. I have a couple other things that I wanted to share, but you know what? Let's move on to your life since we've talked enough about mine.
Well, my life also revolves around the medical profession.
Oh, that's a surprise.
First of all, I go to my endocrinologist who's less than friendly.
Okay.
She's unfriendly.
Yeah.
She's basically a bitch.
Okay, mom. She might be listening.
Well, she acted bitchy to me and told me that all my problems were not about my thyroid, but they were that anxiety. Now, nothing I like better than to be diminished.
It's not nice. Not so fun.
But she did prescribe.
She pathologized you.
She pathologized me.
Yeah.
Granted, it's always a possibility. It's
very likely.
Very likely. Very likely that yeah. I do not have anything wrong with my thyroid, but it's basically mental illness.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
I'm mentally ill. That's what she wanted to say. She recommended some weird therapy. Eye movement therapy of some sort.
I'm fully on board with this therapy. I would like to receive this therapy, actually. I've heard about it before.
Something when you move your eyes up and down. She said it's a cure.
I think
this
it's
is
great.
What makes me think that she does not take me seriously.
No, that's a good...
But she gave me good medication, and I had two really great days.
Okay, that's
great.
And then
it was like that movie, The Adaptation, or what was the movie that...
I don't know. You always talk about this fucking movie, though.
When Robin Williams is there with the patients, they all come to life. They all have mental... They're all like, Alzheimer's disease. And they come to life for one day, and then they're back into back to where they were the next day. I think that's what happened. Had a couple good days, boom.
The lights were on, lights were off.
Lights went off. Anyway, and I went and got my stitches out of my arm. And I, in the middle of getting the stitches out, I said, let's have a little video because I won't remember all the instructions. So your sister started videotaping him telling me the instructions of what I'm supposed to do because, of course, I'm not paying attention whatsoever. I basically told him I do a podcast called Sex Talk with My Mom. So
you told him that?
Yes.
While you're getting the stitches removed?
Yes.
Why?
I told you, this is what I do. I divert attention to any possible problems by just talking my ass off about what I do and hopefully I'll...
You get distracting them from doing their job is what's going on.
No, it was fine. He did his job, told me he doesn't listen to podcasts that much, but his wife does. So hopefully he's listening.
Okay.
Did a very good job.
It's very good.
Now I just look like Frankenstein.
Very nice.
And that's about it for me with the doctor news, mom's news, doctor news. All good. Same thing.
Is it time for hit on or shit on?
Yes, it is a hit on or shit on time.
Hit on or shit on is the segment of the show where my mother and I look at your comments and questions and determine if they are a hit on or a shit on.
And I came up with one.
What's that?
Even though, just so you know, we have tons of comments on TikTok and
you
Instagram.
Selected one.
I selected one.
We're keeping it concise today.
I'm keeping it concise because honestly, this could go either way.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready for it?
Let's hear it.
Just because the wrapper is crinkly doesn't mean the candy ain't sweet. Okay.
What was this in reference to?
This was in reference to one of the videos that I talked about. Sex is an older woman or something like that.
So this person said, just because the wrapper is crinkly doesn't mean the candy ain't sweet.
Right.
That's definitely a hit on.
I also think it's a shit on.
Because he's calling you a wrinkly wrapper?
Yes.
A crinkly wrapper.
I didn't know if he's talking about my vagina or what part of the labia.
He's calling you crinkly.
He's called me crinkly. That's not a hit on. What do you think that's a hit on?
He said that you have a sweet candy in there.
Sweet candy. He can stick it up his ass. So, wrinkly. Wait, I mean, what the hell?
Yeah, that is a confusing one.
Is it a shit on or is it a literal hit on or shit on?
It's a hit on and a shit on.
At the same time, he managed to do both.
That's a double.
Double.
You know, it's hard to find. A true double.
I told you, I found it.
That's a daily double. You nailed that one.
I couldn't add any more on after that.
I like that. That's great. Yeah, I don't think you should add more. That's hit on or shit on.
That's hit on or shit on. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, can we move on to mom's news now?
Yes.
Mom's news. Mom's news is the segment of the show where my mother shares earth-shattering, groundbreaking, need-to-know info. What do we got this week?
Well, it started out with me finding an article. I believe it was in The Sun, my favorite publication. It said it was in the crime area of the publication, saying Florida man tied up wife's lover, cut off his penis, and ran off with it.
No.
Yep. Authorities say a Florida man held his wife's lover at gunpoint and cut off the man's penis before fleeing with the flailing appendage.
Holy shit.
They released a statement.
That is nuts.
That he broke into his neighbor's home, tied the neighbor up, and mutilated his genitals with scissors.
Oh, my God.
Deputies say the victim told authorities that Bonilla then took the severed penis and fled across the street to his own house.
It's fucking sad and terrifying.
Right. But
such an extreme response.
I thought it was such a rare thing when I saw it. And then I decided to Google to see if there's anything else like it. Oh, my God.
No way.
You cannot believe how many people have severed their dicks. And
after
here's a good one. Sleeping man cuts off penis while dreaming he was slaughtering a goat.
Ooh.
A farmer in Ghana is suffering critical injuries after he cut off his own penis, having a dream about slaughtering a goat.
Okay, that is a completely different experience. You're surprised by how many people got the dicks chopped?
Just in general, yes. Because another one from the Daily Mail. Man 39 cut off his penis and threw it out the car window.
Imagine you're driving
Gilbert.
A penis hits your windshield.
Tyson Gilbert, 39, from Cookeville County, Tennessee, led police officers on a wild chase through two counties in Tennessee. I don't know why. Can you imagine?
He's
getting
chased.
Did you get the APB about that?
And then he gets... Wait, hold on. So did he cut off his penis while on the run?
I don't know. He must have been in the car because he threw it out the car window.
Yeah, he was fleeing officers.
Yeah.
He must have been out of his mind. He's fleeing officers and cutting his dick off.
Then we got another one here on the New York Post. Women allegedly cut off man's penis after a fight about sex. Because this was like my day. Lorena Bobbitt did this.
Yeah.
And they were able to reattach it. Is this like the woman allegedly cut off her boyfriend's penis after he threatened to leak their sex tapes because she refused to sleep with him?
Wow. Wow.
I mean, wow. And there's more.
This is literally a nightmare.
I couldn't believe it.
This is a new thing that I might have to add to my list of discussions.
Oh, no.
Do you have any STIs? When was the last time we talked about... When was the last time you got checked for STIs? What would you do in case of pregnancy? And do you plan to cut off my penis at any point in our relationship? These are important questions of mine.
And what if she said yes to three?
To all three of those?
No, the third one.
The third one, I think I would say we might have to end things.
I mean, how who's going to... willy-nilly throw that out there. There's a couple more here.
It's an extreme response.
A Florida man used scissors to cut off the penis of a man he suspected of sleeping with his wife.
Ma'am, you read that one to begin with.
Okay. This is a...
Unless it was another Florida man.
I think it's a different Florida man. This one cut off the penis of another man he caught having sex with his wife earlier this year. There's quite a few of these. I mean, the list goes on and on.
The question is, how do they get someone like?
Can you imagine? By the way, the one from Ghana who dreamt for some reason that he was slaughtering a goat, which is why I don't believe in goat slaughtering.
Because you might chop off your penis
and
in the night
by accident. He chops off his own dick.
Oh my fucking God.
Waking up in the morning going, what did I do?
That is
wild. The goat is running around the field and I have no dick. This is a terrible situation.
That is a terrible situation. Is that all you got for mom's news?
Mom's news.
The mom's news is that people around the world are chopping off their dicks
all over
in a surprising rate.
But not only their own dicks, they're chopping
their partner's dicks, people,
boyfriend's dicks.
Yeah. Wild. Well, thank you for sharing that, mother.
It's kind of scary. And then in Lorena Bobbitt's case, they threw it out the window, but they were able to reattach it.
Thank you very much for sharing that.
Okay.
I had one question for you before I... I jump into the best segment of the show, which is Cam's Uppers. Why do I look like a stick figure in this?
Cam, a lot of people are listening to the podcast and they can't see us, so they have to go to YouTube now to see you looking like a stick figure.
Okay, so I'm going to clown school in France this summer.
I'm aware.
And
as everyone knows,
I'm trying to organize my lodging. Okay. And I was supposed to, I originally had planned to stay $500 a month for this room in a shared house.
Okay.
With the other clowns. Which would sound pretty good.
When you say other clowns, you're not talking about the red nose clown. You're just talking about just clowny people.
I think they do actually wear the red noses over there.
So you're going to walk around all day long with the red nose on?
Not all day long, but there might be some exercises where you would wear a red nose.
What happens if you have like some congestion in your nose?
I'm in a class right now that involves red nose very occasionally. And I will say after using the red nose, there's so much snot in this fucking thing. And sweat. Snot and sweat.
Oh.
It is horrible. I take it off and I'm like, I can't believe it's been pooling like this for so long.
What did you say when he walked in? You go,
allergies.
The allergies. You don't have any allergies. You've got a red nose syndrome.
I started thinking, I really hope that
you've never had allergies.
I hope that the teacher cleans these noses.
There's no way they clean the noses. They're filthy people.
But it's they're filthy people.
You know, they're filthy clowns. Clowns don't strike me as being particularly fastidious in their clean.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Maybe mimes are clean, but
you think mimes are clean, clowns are dirty?
I think so. If you had to choose between a mime and a clown, who do you think is the cleaner one?
Mime.
I'm going with mime all
Yeah,
the way.
Mime is very clean cut, actually. Very, very, very clean.
Because they have to put that white paint on exactly perfectly.
Exactly.
And they can't be smelling. And
yeah. When I was in physical theater school, I excelled at mime because I'm very fastidious and anal.
And well, we're aware about the anal part.
I wasn't that great at clown because I'm not as messy. I really wanted to get messier.
You want to get messier.
Yeah. And now
when you were a little kid.
Yeah.
In art class, like.
Oh, God.
You refused to do the papier-mâché. You did not like the feel of the papier-mâché on your fingers, and you refused to do it. You would like.
But then it changed, and I got really into papier-mâché.
Well, there was a good period of your life that you did not like messing with your hands.
Why do they spell papier-mâché like papier-mâché?
I have never thought about it, but you're right.
Yeah, it should be paper.
It's very interesting.
Anyway, here's the question:
what
the clown house in France, $500 a month? I'm not allowed to have guests over it. At.
In France, Paris?
I can't fuck anyone.
They're very free and open over there.
Not there. Not in the clown house. No guests.
Don't go.
Don't go
no.
to the whole
no.
experience?
No. First of all, don't
okay,
go.
Okay, so then I start.
No, go to the clown experience because I know you like those kind of things. I roll. But certainly the $500 a month to have no. First of all, to have a bunch of these clowns living with you filthy. And then not to be able to bring a girl back.
Here's the question. How much extra do you pay for the private Airbnb?
A lot.
So you can fuck on the very rare occasion. That
you want that one time that you're...
Yeah. So how much do you pay for that experience?
Oh, $1,000.
Double it. So you go to $1,500.
Yeah.
It's $1,500 out the door. You get maybe the potential of having a sexual encounter. And no clowns around. 1500?
Yep.
That's the max you'd go?
Well, the other thing you could do is just get a French prostitute, guarantee the sex, and then stay at the... Yeah, that'd probably cost you a couple $100 to get a French prostitute.
Joseph, you want to weigh in? How much extra would you pay?
Yeah, I wouldn't pay that much.
Just double.
Double.
I'm going...
But you would double it, though. You would not stay in a clown house with a bunch of guys with... You know they're not cleaning those red noses out. It's not your thing. It's not. he's dead serious. It's not my thing. So you wouldn't go to clown school at all?
No.
No. So do you have anything to say about Cam going to clown school?
Okay. Yeah, do you? Go for it.
Go for it, brother. He's very open-minded, but it's just not
everyone's
for him.
Everyone's very supportive of me going, not really supportive of themselves going.
Who the hell would want to go to a residence where everyone's a clown and wearing the red nose? A lot of people are so fearful of that. And now that you told me about the snot and all that stuff that goes into these noses, it's disgusting. You're worried about your asshole. It's probably cleaner than their nose.
Okay.
Your asshole at this point is definitely cleaner than your nostrils.
Okay. All right, here's the deal.
This is like worse than when you were spitting water into each other's mouths.
Not really. No, I.
Yes.
That was bad.
Snot is.
Shared snot?
Snot. Oh my God.
Okay, so I will say I went up to four times. I'm going to $2,000 a month.
$2,000 a month. Why don't you just go? You could also go to her house.
What if she's staying at the clown house?
Well, then.
What if there's no women in the class? That's a possibility.
You're in France. You don't have to be with the clowns in the class. You can go to a coffee shop and meet women.
I didn't think about that there are other people outside of the clown house there.
There are a lot of people in Paris besides the clown community.
It's not in Paris. It's outside, right outside of Paris.
Oh, thank God. I never liked the Parisians.
Oh, Mom, we probably have Parisians listening.
Well, the ones I've encountered have been very anti-American.
Okay. All right. That's all I wanted to discuss. Now it's time for the most important segment of the show, which is... It's the part of the show that makes your chest tighten up a bit.
And your anal opening?
Your anal opening widens a little bit.
It widens.
In arousal.
And what about your red nose?
And your red nose gets a little shinier. It's Cam's Uppers.
Cam's Uppers is the place to be. Fun living is the life for me.
It's Cam's Uppers, the segment of the show where I share something near and dear to my heart. Something that my mother typically finds...
disgusting.
Or...
horrifying.
Or
snotty.
It's Cam's Uppers. Well, you actually, those descriptions might be correct this time because I wanted to share something that I'm discovering from taking the current clown class that I'm in.
What?
It's something new that I've never thought of. There are two archetypal clowns, the Joey and the Auguste.
What?
Yeah.
Joey and Auguste.
Yes. You can think of this as like, there's a leader and the follower. The Joey is the leader and the Auguste is the follower. Often it's like, you know, Gaston, leader, and his sidekick, whoever the fuck that little guy was.
The little
PM.
Beauty and the Beast?
Yes. You know, or you can think of like Abbott and Costello, Laurel and Hardy. They often take these.
There's a sidekick.
Well, there's one that's kind of like
Man of La Mancha type of guy.
Not really sometimes a sidekick, but it could be like just two people where one is usually the leader. Kind of like me on this podcast.
What?
And, yeah, one of them is like kind of the follower who's kind of like along for the ride.
Me?
Yeah.
What is that all about?
Yeah, yeah. You know, that type of dynamic.
No, I don't want to. I take affront to that.
Well, this is what we're practicing in the clown class.
What?
How do you play in both of those realms? You know, how do you play like the Joey constantly orders around Auguste, okay? And the Auguste is like very vulnerable, naive, and eager to please.
Okay.
That is a role I know and can play.
Why is that?
The people pleasing bullshit, because I've lived with you my whole life.
Again, it's me. I thought you were going to say something about being the younger brother to your sister.
Also the case. Yeah. The Auguste is like all heart, more innocent than stupid, which is, I like a lot.
This is like Don Quixote.
And takes everything literally and is easily manipulated by the Joey who lives to delegate. Okay?
And you think you are the Joey or you're a goose?
No, honestly, it's extremely challenging for me to play the Joey in there. And yesterday we had to play the Joey all day and I almost had a nervous breakdown.
What kind of things did you have to do?
You go up in front of the fucking class and just share your name and stupid shit and you feel like such a dope. And
you enjoy these classes,
but you're supposed to think of yourself. You're constantly the winner. You're winning. You got it right.
You and Joey, not you and Auguste.
No, and you're in the Auguste. You're a disaster. You're going up there and you realize you have ruined everything. You're a nitwit. That I'm very familiar with. Well, we'll see. That's this week.
So you're paying for these classes.
Here's where I'm going to say that this is valuable. Not only does it apply to clown class, but it actually applies to the bedroom to sex.
Oh,
I swear to God.
You can switch positions between dom and sub.
It is kind of like that, right? There is like a leader and a follower at times. And it is, I mean, for the purpose of clown, it's good if you can play both sides.
Why does it always come down to sex with you?
Because the show is fucking called Sex Talk with My Mom. What the fuck? What else are we going to talk about on the here?
I'm just wondering why everything boils. It's your testosterone.
No, it's not
every
with
week,
that. No, it's not
raging.
About, it's not testosterone. I haven't done boxing in weeks because my fucking shoulder is fucked up.
Right, here we go.
So the question is, I want to encourage you to think about this.
Me?
Yeah,
I don't even know if I'm the Joe. I don't even know if I'm Joey or a goose. I'm nothing.
Here's what I've noticed. It depends on the setting.
Of course.
And who's sometimes, around.
Who's a leader? Who's a follower?
Who are you? Like, even when you're on stage, who is watching? Because when I'm by myself or with a partner, much easier for me to play the Joey character. When I'm in front of an audience, I'm thinking to myself, oh, yeah, yeah. What if I show that I think I know what I'm doing over here and I actually don't? And they can make fun of me. I feel very vulnerable and it's not good. You understand?
No, but
my contact is so fucked.
I'm glad you're enjoying your class.
You don't see the parallel here with sex?
I see the parallel with sex. It's like dancing.
I'm
one's
curious,
a leader, one's
you,
a follower.
Do you get insecure playing one of these roles or the other?
Neither.
You're good to play both?
Yes.
Yeah. I figured that as much. Anyway.
Well, thank you for sharing that.
I thought it was fun. Maybe it'll encourage some of our listeners to think about it. If you think about it, give us a text at 310-356-3920. Let us know if you are more of the Joey or the Auguste in the bedroom.
Yes, we'd like to know that.
I would like to know that.
Inquiring sneaky freaks would like to know.
I'm the sneaky freak that is inquiring. All right. That brings us to the end of the show, Mom. Do you want to sing them out?
Well, first I'd like to tell them to join Patreon.
Very good point. I really fucked that up.
I love it. When I hear people joining Patreon, I think to myself, people value what we do. We do this every week. We've been doing it for 7 years.
We don't know why we do it.
We don't get paid a cent.
Well, we do know why we do it.
It's not true. We do get paid a little bit, but it's
we get paid by your love.
We get paid by your patronage.
And sometimes your patronage.
So go to patreon.com, patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom. And join us for our fun, frolicking, red nose.
We do have a monthly Zoom call. It's very fun.
Maybe you can wear your red nose for the Zoom call.
I don't have a personal red nose. That's why I have to borrow other people's.
Hold the phone. You have been using other people's red noses?
Yeah. Wait.
I thought you were using your own. Why won't you just buy your own?
No, they're very special red noses. You have to be like gifted one.
Gifted one. I'll get you one from the dollar
you think
store.
You think I'm sick from a red nose?
You're not sick. You just got an allergy. Yes. You got someone else's. You think he sterilizes those? That's what I was thinking. What is he going to sterilize them? What is he going to put them in the dishwasher? How is he going to clean those up?
I don't know. Wood.
They're wood red noses?
Yeah.
They're not those foamy red ball things that most clowns.
Why are you so disappointed, Mom?
You're so worried about STDs and everything. Meanwhile, that's probably what's wrong with your anus. You probably got some.
You already
weird
know when
worm.
It comes to a clown environment and we're doing it for the laugh, I'll do anything it takes.
You have a very strange. There's a dichotomy in your personality.
I completely agree. All right.
So, yeah, if you guys can join us on patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom, we would appreciate it. We have monthly Zoom meetings. And also, if you could share this podcast with a friend, that's the best advertising.
We love when you guys leave us rating and reviews. So please do that if you're enjoying the show. If you're not enjoying the show, share it with a friend you don't like. And don't leave us a rating and review.
Whatever you do, do not leave a rating and review that's under 5 stars.
We love you guys.
We do, you little sneaky freaks. And if you want those t-shirts, you just or any of the merch, we have hats, we got coffee mugs, everything with sneaky freaks on it. Go to sextalkwithmymom.com.
Thank you guys for supporting us. We really appreciate it.
We really do. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and chopping off your little peenies.
You're always doing peenies. And why is it always little peenies?
I don't know. Because what are you going to put in front? Big peenies?
Yeah, maybe.
Meaty peenies? Girthy peenies?
Yeah.
I don't know what everyone's penis is. They just say little peenies.
All right. Love
little
you guys.
Little peenies, little toes.
Bye.
Bye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.